we've asked four students to come up here, and we're going to have Joe Long, who's staff on high school, just interview him a little bit about their camp experience, just so you guys can hear a little bit about what's going on. So if you guys could come on up, and Joe, come on up.
Are you guys ready to be interrogated? Listen, we'll start with James first. All right, we'll come over here. James, how did it feel to have your whole family at camp watching you and judging you? And then also, I want you to share a little bit about your thoughts and your parents serving.
Well, it was a different experience from last summer camp where it was just me, but seeing my family at camp just serving God was a really great opportunity, not only for them, but for me, just to see them giving their life to Christ. And what was the other part? No, there wasn't. Oh.
That's perfect. As a student on the worship team, how was camp different for you this trip compared to past trips?
Well, being on the worship team for camp, it gave me a whole lot of responsibility to uphold, and it also gave me a different view on God, how quickly He works. I've seen students from, like, really the first day, they were all nervous, like, new to worship, and then, like, the next few days, they were open, letting God in their heart.
For you personally, how did God show up in your life during camp?
I just lost it.
Did you turn it off on purpose, James?
No. No. I lost it in my head. I had it.
He helped you forget the most important thing. That's awesome. What are you doing to be more adventurously expected for Him?
I've asked Jesus to hang out with me every day, just in my room. I spend at least a half hour to an hour just talking to Him.
At camp, it was only 10 minutes, so you've stretched it to 30
yes.
to an hour. That's awesome. Cool. You can pat. You're done now. You're good. Woo-hoo. I'll be easy on you, Kelly.
Okay.
This was your last camp as a student, so what did you take away from this camp experience?
For me, it was probably inviting friends. I was fortunate enough to invite a friend who had never been to church before. And that was the week she actually accepted Christ. And it was just amazing for me personally because I get to see her just change everything and live for God every single day. And it's just pretty cool.
Kelly, tell them you are in the grade age, please.
Oh, I just graduated, so... freshman in college. My name is Kelly.
With all that you learned, what does it mean to you to be more adventurously expectant for God?
Wait, what was it again? Sorry, what was the beginning?
What does it mean to you to be more adventurously expectant for God?
For me, it would have to be stepping out of my comfort zone. And this is one of them because I do not like speaking in front of people. So, yeah, just stepping out of your comfort zone every single day.
So at camp and with all that you learned, how's that going to help you to have a deeper relationship with Jesus?
How is it going to help me? That week was all about living adventurously expectant. And for me, it would probably be living that way every single day of my life. And that would definitely help my relationship with Him.
So. Awesome. Give it up for our high school students. Bootsy, you got to be a really tough kid to have a nickname like Bootsy.
Yeah.
So what's your name?
Jared.
That's good. And how old are you, Jared?
13.
You made it to 13, right on. All right. So you've been to a ton of camps at a really young age, right?
Yeah.
All right. So what was different about this camp for you?
Well, I had the privilege to act as a leader and pray.
How'd that feel?
It was a little uncomfortable, but yeah. It felt good.
It was good? All right. What was your favorite part of camp and why?
It was worshiping on the beach because everyone sang with their hearts and not caring who was around them.
That was pretty awesome. Yeah, that was a great experience. What did you like most about the lessons and the small group activities?
It was about who is your Goliath and some people were talking about bullies, and so people could stand up for him, and the person who's getting bullied on will appreciate that.
That's good. So how are you going to live to be more adventurously expectant for God?
I'll help people, show them Christ. And, awesome. Yeah.
Awesome job, man. Cassie, you ready? And how old are you?
13.
All right. So what did you expect from this camp experience?
Getting closer to God.
Okay. Do you feel like that happened for you? Great. What big thing happened at camp for you, and how did that change your life?
I gave my life to God.
Awesome. Amen. What are you going to do differently now that maybe you wouldn't have done before camp?
I can start reading the Bible more.
Awesome. Give it up for our junior high students. Thank you guys for coming up this morning. You can have a seat.
Thank you. It's all right. I'm going to move these things.
Because I'll trip, and that'll be bad.
If I trip, I break something else, and that's just... That's not, yeah, seriously, right? It's funny. When we're out at camp, it's always... It's always kind of the same where, you know, the first day, you know, we go to worship and everyone's like, so I kind of expected that, but they were worshiping in a public place. Normally it's, they're in their own, what do you call it, a holy huddle? Just a little camp, like kind of secluded from everyone else. This time there were people right next to us. There were people up above. And, you know, on the cliff, because there was a cliff right next to the beach, there were a lot of distractions. And I was like, man, I hope, I was expectant that God could use this in a great way to affect not only our students, but the people that were around our students as well. And we saw that in a great way, where guys coming up with his two small kids to hear worship. We had two different couples come down and sit for worship in our lesson. That were just part of the campsite, just there on vacation. But it's funny because what immediately popped into my mind is they're not there by mistake. God had a design for them being in that point, at that exact moment when they walked up. And I talked to another young gentleman there who had some distorted views a little bit. And so Brandon and I corrected him a little bit. But it's great to see that same thing happen in our students. If they might have had a little bit of a distorted view, to see it all come into focus for them. So our camp verse, Marv, if you got it up, is Romans 8:14-15. Well, I have the Message version, so I'm going to read you that, okay? So it says, so don't you see that we don't owe this old do-it-yourself life one red cent? There's nothing in it for us, nothing at all. The best thing to do is to give it a decent burial and get on with your new life. God's Spirit beckons. There are things to do and places to go. This resurrection life you've received from God is not a timid, grave-tending life. It's adventurously expectant, greeting God with a childlike, "What's next, Papa?" And so that was our camp verse. What's next, Papa? What's next, God? We wanted the students to really take a look at their life and see what it means for them to be adventurously expectant about what God is going to do in and through their lives. And our speaker, Clay, really hit that point and brought that point home to them. He talked about David and Goliath. Most of us know the story, but how David was adventurously expectant about what God was going to do through him in regards to this giant Philistine. And he looked back at his faith history and what he had done through being delivered from the bear and the lion, and understood that God had prepared him for this moment right here, right now. We had something called tent time, and it was really good. It's kind of like small group time. And it was really stressed this year, more than most years. I mean, we always stress it, but this year, he really briefed on the lesson in the morning to hit us hard with the tent time and then wrap it up in the evening. I thought it was really, really good. But what the tent time questions were was to have you take a long, hard look at yourself and about their own lives, students and staff, and their walk with Christ. I know I can speak for Ryan when I say that we love to challenge, to stretch, and to encourage our students to be courageous in their walk with Christ, to do whatever it takes. Clay asked a question, and you heard Bootsy talk about it. What is your Goliath? What is that one obstacle that's standing in your way? That thing that's going to take 100% faith in God to overcome? Unfortunately, I wasn't able to be in all the tents at once, but I heard from my guys in my tent, and the answers were honest, and they were real. And that's really, as a youth pastor, all you can ask for from your students, just to be open, to be honest, and to be real with the things that they're struggling with. And so we got to see that. We really did. Why do we do this? Why is camp so important? Thought. Life change. Life change. For a student who has been coming for a while and finally gets it and realizes, you know what? I need to live for God. And the way to do that is to accept Him and to just walk with Him and have a relationship with Him. And then we have a student that has never even been to our youth group before. I met her 2 days before camp when she came to turn in her permission slip. Here you go. Oh, what's your name? Okay. To watch her give her life to God. And I'm so excited. I'm adventurously expectant about what God is going to do in and through her life as she starts this journey with Christ. It's amazing. But think about it just for a second. Their lives have been changed here, but their eternities have been changed. They no longer are going to spend an eternity away from God. They get to spend eternity with Christ in heaven. That is why Ryan and I are so adamant. That's why we work for months prior to camp to get that feeling. Now, if God doesn't show up, God doesn't show up. That's the thing. God has to show up in a major way. Otherwise, things just kind of fall on their face. But you know what's funny? He always shows up. He always shows up. So, there are some students as well who have recommitted their lives to Christ. Who say, you know what? I've accepted Christ and I understand I'm not walking the way that I should be. And so, I'm going to take this time to reconnect and to recommit myself to the Lord. And those students understand that every day, you have to understand every day that you need a Savior. Every day it's going to be a battle. And I tell them, living for Christ is so much harder than living for yourself. But it'll be the most fulfilling life and the most fulfilling thing you've ever done. To fight that stream, to get into that raging river and go the other way, to go against the grain. Us as staff are challenged to let go as well. A lot of the times when you think about going to camp, we're like, oh, the students will change, this will be great. And then the staff realize, what? I am changing. I asked all of our staff to be honest, to be open, just like we're asking our students to be. We can't go up there and go, oh, you're dealing with all that stuff. That sucks. I don't deal with any of that. No. What we do is we tell the students exactly what we're going through as well. Because what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to encourage each other. We're supposed to lift one another up to bear each other's burdens. Staff to student. Because we're all part of the body of Christ. The question remains. Can you be adventurously expectant for God? We asked it to our students. We asked it to our staff. And we're asking it to you now here. Can you live expectant about what God is going to do? To ask God to dream big. Say, God, you know what? I'm going to go out and do this, Lord, and if you don't show up, it's going to fall on its face, but I'm going to adventurously expect that you're going to show up in a major way. Looking back at the faith history that I have through camps and through other things that I've done, he shows up. He shows up. But a lot of the times we're afraid to take that first step because we don't know if he's going to be there. Take the step. Can you live for God so that everything that we say and do points not to ourselves, but to him? To recklessly abandon and never holding back. Can we live like that? The answer is yes, we can. Through him who gives us strength and the body of Christ that surrounds us, we can live like that.